They were both smiling and looking happy. I was impressed by that. Happiness has always seemed to me to be a validation, to represent a successful outcome. "Sleep well, did you?" my father asked.
So-so, I replied. I drank too much whiskey last night. I poured myself a cup of coffee, took a sip, then immediately put my cup down. There was a certain quality to their silence, a sense of anticipation that made me uneasy. I was too tired to be able to bear it for long.
"What's going on? There's something mysterious about you."
My father lit a cigarette, trying to appear nonchalant as he did so. Anne was looking at me, for once clearly embarrassed.
"I'd like to ask you something," she said at last.
I imagined the worst. Not another mission involving Elsa. She turned her face away to look at my father.
"Your father and I would like to get married," she said.
I stared, first at her, then at my father. For a moment, I expected some sign to come from him, a wink of the eye that would have made me indignant, but would at the same time have reassured me. He was looking down at his hands. I was saying to myself, "This can't be true." But I knew already that it was true.
"That's a very good idea," I said, playing for time.
I just could not understand. Here was my father, so stubbornly opposed to marriage and to being tied down, having made up his mind in the course of one night.
"That's a very, very good idea," I said again, and I smiled at them.
"My little kitten, I knew you'd be pleased," said my father.